Hello everybody, Udo here. I want to give you a little inside information about the genesis of the first ever Accept album. The songs already existed quite a while. Most of them were written between 1973 and 1976 by the old Accept lineup, consisting of Frank Friedrich drums, Dieter Rubach bass, Hansi Heizer and Gerhard Vatuval on guitars, and me on the vocals. Around 1976, the lineup changed. Dieter and Hansi left and Wolf Hoffmann and Peter Baltus came in. A funny side note, a few months later, I came into the practice room and I found a note from Wolf on the mixing board. He was quitting because all this was way too professional for him. A few weeks later, he called me and asked if he could join again, and I said, of course, yes. The band he joined in the meantime was way too amateurish. Anyway, now we had a stable lineup. In September 1977, we took part in a band contest called Pop Rhyme Festival in Düsseldorf. We ended up in third place. That caught interest of the owner of the Delta Studios in Wilster, who were attending the show. They offered us a chance to come to the studio and do some demo recordings. If it went well, it would lead to a recording contract. So, over the next few weeks, months maybe, I cannot really remember, we worked very hard on all the songs in the practice room. And then we went to the studio and rearranged many things. It was good to have also a British engineer, because my English pronouncing wasn't the best at that time. We recorded four songs and let's say it didn't take too long until we got response from Metronome Brain. Of course, first we had to deal with the contract. Wow, to be honest, it was a masterpiece of ripping off of the artists. Nobody would sign stuff like this nowadays. Sadly, it's still well today. You're always learning and becoming smarter with the years. But of course, we signed it anyway. As the recording date came closer, there was a surprise waiting for me. Gerhard Wahl didn't want to join the music circus, so he quit. For me personally, this was a big shock because he was one of the founding members of Accept. First, Michael Wagner had decided to move into the United States to become a producer, recording engineer, and now this. Of course, when you close to your first recording contract, you just don't give up. You never stop fighting. Stefan Kaufmann, who was working as a roadie for Accept at that time, mentioned the guitar player of his own band, Frenzy, would be the perfect fit. What can I say? He was right, and so we had the lineup for the first ever Accept recording. When the album hit the record stores, it was a cultural shock for the people. At least in Germany. Nobody ever heard anything like this before in Germany. Many thought it was a new band or style from England. We were pretty surprised by the reaction, but at the same time, we liked it. It was such a new sound that it was impossible to get a booking for a live gig in Germany. Luckily, we found a booking agency in the Netherlands, so we played there a lot. The rest, what can I say, is history. Many of you know already, so I won't repeat it for the thousand times. Whatever. Hopefully, I was able to give you a little insight in the birth of the first ever Accept album. Keep it heavy and see you somewhere out there soon. Udo.